AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue. In Riyadh, Saudi Arabia today, Defense Secretary Jim Mattis says the USS Carl Vinson is headed toward the Korean Peninsula.
We're doing exactly what we said we were going to do. She will be on her way, and I'll determine when she gets there and where she actually operates. But the Vinson is going to be part of our ensuring that we stand by our allies in the Northwest Pacific.
The Vinson just completed a shortened training exercise in Australia. At the White House, President Trump signed the Veterans Choice Program Extension and Improvement Act.
The veterans have poured out their sweat and blood and tears for this country for so long, and it's time that they're recognized, and it's time that we now take care of them and take care of them properly.
The bill extends a program that lets some veterans get medical care in the private sector. Just days after he was acquitted in a second murder case, former New England Patriots player Aaron Hernandez hanged himself in his prison cell in Massachusetts. He was serving a life sentence for another murder. Aaron Hernandez was 27. Utah Republican Congressman Jason Chaffetz says he won't run for re-election next year or for any other office. Chaffetz investigated Hillary Clinton during the 2016 presidential election, but decided not to investigate President Trump. He was facing a surprise challenge, Chaffetz was, from a Democratic newcomer. In Georgia, a race for Congress. Democrat John Ossoff was a few percentages shy of an outright victory in the 6th congressional district race. Republican Karen Hendel finished a distant second, qualifying her for the June 20th runoff. A Florida state senator has apologized today for using a racial slur and vulgar insults during a private after-hours conversation with two African-American colleagues. On Wall Street at the midday hour, the Dow Jones Industrials down 30 points. The S&P 500 and NASDAQ are higher. This is AP Radio News. Voters in Britain will be going to the polls June 8th. Prime Minister Theresa May wants a snap election. She promises Britain will get the best deal possible in the exit from the European Union.
I can assure the right honourable gentleman that I will be out campaigning and taking to voters the message of the record of this Conservative government, but crucially of our plans to make Brexit a success and to build a stronger Britain for the future.
Lawmakers easily voted to back May's call for an election, and the value of the British pound spiked after May's call for that election. A road project near Chicago has been stung by bees. A federal judge has stopped the project because it might adversely affect a bumblebee species listed as endangered. Work on the nearly 6-mile road outside Chicago is on hold until at least next week due to the rusty patched bumblebee's new status. Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.